joined in studio by Rudy Yule. He is riding his bike across the country and also doing an ultra marathon in every province if riding your bike isn't hard enough. So you've been kind of thinking about doing this for a while, and you're raising money for the Canadian Mental Health Association. Yep. So what kind of finally made you decide to pull the trigger and do it?
So it's something I thought about for a couple of years. I've been into cycling since COVID. That's kind of what got me into it. I thought about biking across the country. And then I went into my master's degree over in Germany, and it was during COVID, and that's when I started struggling a bit with my mental health. Mm-hmm. And then unfortunately during that time too, I had lost some friends and former teammates to mental health. And then last year I had a good friend of mine who attempted to take his own life. So that kind of motivated me to go, all right, like, let's push this thing here. Let's actually do it.
And so you're biking across Canada, but as we said, you're also doing the ultra marathon. Why are you doing the ultra marathon on top of that?
Yeah, so it's kind of for two reasons. The first kind of funny reason I tell people is that a friend and former teammate of mine, Curtis Carmichael, he had biked across the country already a couple years ago raising funds. And so I was like, okay, like, I don't want to copy him. How can I one-up him? Right? So then originally I was like, okay, let's do just a marathon. And then I was like, if I'm doing a marathon, why not do an ultra marathon in every province along the way? And also I wanted to do it because I knew it would challenge me. I knew I could bike across the country, but adding this ultra marathon is just give me a little fear. So it made me train a bit harder.
So obviously, I mean, you're physically able to do this, but still there's going to be times as you're biking or running or whatever it might be where it does get hard mentally. Do you have a mantra that you kind of tell yourself?
Oh, yeah. People are surprised that I've actually found the prairies to be the hardest.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's the flattest. Come on.
I know it's the flattest, but it's the winds that mess with me the most. So. Yeah. Everyone told me the prairies would be the easiest. Definitely have not been. I've been dealing with a lot of headwinds and sidewinds, and that's been playing with my mind. So what I've kind of done is I give myself like 5 minutes and just have myself a little pity party, you know? And I just say everything that's on my mind, curse the wind, curse Mother Nature, and then I try to flip the switch and just remind myself what I'm grateful for and try to turn it into positive and then just put my head down and keep going.
What has kind of been the coolest thing that you've seen or that's happened?
I'd say getting through the Rockies has been unreal. Yeah. It's been beautiful. Probably the coolest thing is just biking across. You go at such a slower pace. Like, I've driven from Ottawa to Vancouver before, and you see beautiful sights, but it's kind of like you're going like 100K an hour, right? So you're ripping through. I'm going like 18 to 20. I don't listen to anything either when I'm running or biking.
What?
Yeah. What's really nice is, like, I hear like small streams or waterfall or like even just the wind, even though it's really annoying sometimes.
Here in the prairies.
Sometimes it's beautiful just to see. My favorite sight in the prairies is the long grass like dancing in the wind. So that's probably been the coolest thing, just all the nature.
So your goal is to raise $84,775. So why that number, and then how can people support your bike ride across the country?
So that is originally how much I was planning to move. So it's about, I'll be biking just under 7,500 kilometers, and then the plan was to run a 100-kilometer ultra marathon in every province. Unfortunately, the body has been kind of deteriorating quickly than expected. So the past couple ultra marathons, I've done 50 kilometers. So the number's coming down a little bit, but I'd still like to raise that $84,775, and that was $10 for every kilometer I'd be moving.
Nice.
Okay. And sorry, how can they donate? I have a link on my Instagram, rudy.yule, with the Canadian Mental Health Association. I have a donation page, so any donations get a tax receipt and it goes directly towards the CMHA. I'm receiving no funds. I'm riding solo, so nobody's with me. Everything's on my bike.
Oh, wow.
So that way everything can just go towards the Canadian Mental Health Association.